who you truly are. No matter where you stand on your journey, whether you're just beginning or have been exploring for years, this question will meet you right where you are. Are you merely a tale spun by your thoughts, or are you something far greater? Something beyond the reach of your imagination? What are you at your core? The most vital question you can ask yourself is, who am I? We all experience life cycles: waking, dreaming, thinking, dying, and being born. There's no question that you exist, just as I do. Yet, we often see ourselves only as our bodies and minds. We live, act, and communicate as if that's all we are. It's natural to engage with the world this way, and that's okay. But if you define yourself solely as your body and mind, then every challenge they face, endless as they are, becomes yours to bear. If you're more than your body and mind, their problems still need solving, but those solutions come through the body and mind themselves. They become tools for living, not your entire identity. In this world, you need these tools to function. If you lived only as your boundless essence, without grounding yourself, life might overwhelm you. You'd be too vulnerable, like a mat people step on. So, you must use both to thrive here. If you spend your life believing you're just your body and mind, and even die with that belief, there's a hitch. All their limitless struggles become yours. Imagine it this way. If you think you're the shirt you're wearing, then every tear or stain in that shirt feels like a personal flaw. If someone else's shirt looks better, envy creeps in. You crave a nicer one, and if you can't have it, frustration follows. You might think your shirt's the best or the worst. Maybe it's worn from past damage, and you keep adding layers to fix it, making you feel heavier. That's what happens when you tie yourself to your body and mind alone. Who can see this pattern? Only someone who knows they're not the shirt. Or, really, not just their body and mind. This isn't about a shirt. It's about us all. People swing between extremes. Some hear they're a soul or something divine and decide to let go of everything. Others chase endlessly after more status, more stuff, thinking it defines them. But what does that even prove? Start by noticing how you see yourself. Are you thinking, I'm only this body and mind? Let's explore that step by step. If I claim I'm not just my body, why? Because I can exist apart from it. How do I show that? You can't ditch your body all at once to test it. Instead, peel it back in your understanding. What's the body? It's your five senses at work. Picture a body without sight, hearing, smell, taste, or touch. It's no different from a table, just lifeless stuff. The senses bring it to life. Check each one. Can you exist without eyes? Yes, you'd still hear. Without ears? Yes, you'd still see. If all senses shut down, your memories could keep you going. You'd recall and reflect. And if memory faded, you'd still exist, like those who lose memory but live on through their senses. Here's the key. Anything you live without isn't you. You can shed a coat and still exist, so you're not the coat. If you couldn't live without it, that'd be different. So, you don't need a body or mind to exist at your deepest level. How do we know? Dreams prove it. In dreams, your senses rest, yet you're alive in a vivid world. That world springs from your brain, weaving memories, hopes, and fears into a dreamscape. Dreams show you can exist beyond your senses, though not without your brain. It's what fuels them, and it's part of your body. Now, see the waking state. Most of what your body does, breathing, digesting, heart beating, happens without your notice. Are you those processes or not? Think back. In your mother's womb, you lived unaware. Were you you then? Your sense of self grew later, tied to a name that gathered layers, family, achievements, setbacks. What's linked to that name feels like you. What isn't, doesn't. If you dig deeper, you'll see you is built from things that aren't you at all. So, in the waking state, what is this me you call yourself? The prefrontal cortex, PFC, is a part of the brain that handles decision-making, thinking, and our sense of being a separate self. When it's working, it helps us make choices and feel like an individual. But if it's damaged or not active, as in sleepwalking, people can walk, talk, see, and even eat without being fully aware. This raises a big question. Are they truly there in those moments or not? Just like at the level of your body is busy all the time, digesting food, pumping blood, breathing air, doing things you aren't even aware of. So, does that mean you are that or not? This question can trip you up. If you think, I'm only what I notice, what happens to all those automatic processes like digestion or breathing? They're going on without your awareness. Let's dig a little deeper. Can you breathe without oxygen? Nope. So, if you say, I am my breathing, doesn't that mean the oxygen you rely on is part of you, too? It starts to get tricky here. It's hard to claim you're separate from the stuff that keeps you alive. Now, think about your body. Could it keep going without the universe around it? Air to breathe, water to drink, food to eat, the sun to warm it? Not a chance. So, is your body just a small part of the whole universe? If you can't really split your body off from everything else, maybe it makes sense to say, the universe is my body. Or maybe you could say, I'm just awareness watching it all. The trouble starts when we try to figure out exactly what I means. When you're awake, you feel like I am, because your prefrontal cortex is active. It spins a story that makes you think you're a separate individual, like I'm the one walking, talking, or deciding. But here's the catch. Nearly everything you do, from getting out of bed to raising your arm, happens on autopilot. Billions of neurons in your brain and body fire off signals, and actions unfold. This sense of being a distinct me isn't as solid as it seems. It's more like a mirage. How can I be sure? Because when you slip into a dream, that feeling of a separate self fades away. In dreams, you're aware of what's happening, people, places, wild scenarios, but you're not the one steering the ship. It's like a film playing out, and you're just along for the ride. Think about it. In dreams, you exist without that waking sense of control, just experiencing whatever your mind conjures up. Those dream scenes come from memories flickering in your brain. Even in lucid dreams, where you might nudge things a bit, most of it still flows beyond your grasp. Now, let's dig deeper. I once said that anything you can live without isn't truly you. Can you exist without dreams? Sure, it's when you're awake. Can you exist without being awake? Absolutely, dreams prove that, as you're still there while sleeping. But here's the real puzzle. Can you exist without both waking and dreaming? If so, what's the proof? If you say deep sleep, get out of this illusion that something happens in deep sleep. In deep sleep, there's no you, no thoughts swirling, no senses buzzing, no dreams playing out, and no consciousness as we typically experience it. So when does consciousness come back into the picture? Imagine this. You're sound asleep, and a sudden loud noise snaps you awake. What's happening in that moment? First, the sound reaches your brain. Then a jolt of fear kicks in. You feel threatened. Only after that do you start wondering, what was that noise? The process is straightforward. The sound makes contact with you, and then your mind leaps into action with thoughts like, what's that? Here's the crucial insight. Your sense of self only emerges when there's contact, when something from the outside world brushes against your senses. Without that contact, the me you identify with simply doesn't exist. So, what's going on during deep sleep? It's not that you vanish entirely. It's that all the labels and distinctions fade away. In that state, there's no man or woman, no rich or poor. The usual pieces of your identity, your name, your fears, your opinions, dissolve. Concepts like good or bad, right or wrong, they don't apply. You're not a separate entity. There are no boundaries dividing you from everything else. Instead, you blend into the entirety of the universe, existing as part of it, quietly present without the need for a personal you to define it. In deep sleep, that vast, undivided whole is what remains. So, what we call consciousness is relative. It's always tied to something, like thoughts, sensations, or experiences. You can't talk about consciousness without pointing to what it's focused on. So, what's the truest version of you? Is it the moment when your senses connect with the world, like when you touch or see something through your body? Without that connection, who are you really? The me you claim to be. Whether I'm a teacher, I'm successful, I'm kind, or I'm flawed, is just a collection of memories. Saying, I'm hearing, or I'm seeing, depends on your senses, but we've already set those aside. Now, here's the big question. Can you still say, I am, if there's nothing to sense or remember? Without senses or memories, is there still a you to claim existence? This is where many spiritual seekers hit a wall. They reach a point of silence, a sense of emptiness, and think that's the end of the road. They call it a void, saying, there's nothing more to say. But here's the twist. That's exactly where the real exploration starts. When others stop at this blankness, unsure of what lies beyond, our journey dives deeper, asking what's truly beyond. In this course, we guide you straight to discovering your true self, your soul, through firsthand experience. This is the pinnacle of spiritual pursuit, the destination that people dedicate decades to, retreating to mountains, practicing yoga, meditation, or deep reflection to uncover the ultimate spiritual truth. It's a reality that lies beyond your senses and thoughts, the one unchanging truth in the universe. It's untouched by fire, unmoved by wind, and unaffected by water. It can't be destroyed, it was never born, and it will never fade. What in all of existence fits that description? This truth is real, and the most incredible part, you can connect with it yourself, right here, through this journey. This truth lies beyond your five senses and your memories, yet it's still tied to the brain, keeping it grounded rather than drifting into unexplainable mysticism. There's a reality right here, closer than you think, but your senses can't grasp it. Senses twist what's real, showing you a version of the world shaped by their limits. For instance, you see daylight, but a bat perceives darkness. Senses depend on the tool perceiving them, The highest spiritual experience, though, cuts through those differences. It's a universal truth, consistent and unchanging for everyone who encounters it. This truth exists beyond the states of waking, dreaming, and deep sleep. The waking state relies on your five senses and memories. Without them, could you even claim you're awake? Dreams are woven from memories, too. Even when you think you're fully awake, you're still caught in a kind of dream. Your mind constantly drifts through memories of the past, present, and future, blurring the line between waking and dreaming. In a way, you're always dreamwalking, even as you go about your day. When you see something, your inner chatter starts, sparking feelings, reactions, and actions. This is supposed to be waking life, but for humans, it often feels like a dream state, driven by thoughts. Animals, on the other hand, seem truly awake. They're alert, fully in the moment. Some can even sense an earthquake coming. Humans, though, often miss what's around them, lost in the haze of their own thoughts. The experience we explore in this course transcends waking, dreaming, and deep sleep. It's not the waking state, not a dream, and not deep sleep. This is why it's known as the fourth state, or Turiya. In this fourth state, true spiritual exploration starts, and it centers on one profound question. Who am I? By engaging with this course, you'll step into the fourth state of existence, a realm the world barely understands. When you touch this state, silence and emptiness vanish. Can you imagine the magnitude of this? It means loneliness fades away. Where others see a void, you find something real and alive. The concept of nothingness no longer applies to you once you connect with this truth. This is the universe's only constant truth, unchanging, universal, and eternal. It doesn't flicker or fade. It exists beyond the boundaries of time and space. The issue is that we define ourselves as just our bodies. When you really think about it, it's almost comical. If you say, "I'm my body," then you're also your breath, right? And if you're your breath, the oxygen you breathe must be part of you too. It's like claiming, "I'm the car, but not the gas." A car can't run without gas, and when the gas is in the tank, it's part of the car's system. Your body depends on oxygen to survive, but oxygen relies on plants. Plants, in turn, need the entire ecosystem: soil, water, air, and sunlight. Without plants, there's no oxygen. Without oxygen, where does that leave you? This shows that what you call your body isn't separate. It's woven into the fabric of the universe. There's no clear line dividing your body from others, or from living and non-living things. Everything you claim as me is built from what you might call not me. Without the earth, water, or the sun's energy, what would your body be? It's made of these elements. In truth, you are the universe itself, not just a speck on this planet. Your body is like a fresh expression of the cosmos. And the universe has a source, as science also says, something cannot come out of nothing, a tangible reality, and that's the truth. The incredible part? You can connect with that truth right now through this experience. This universe that we see looks static, but nothing is static. Everything is a flux. Everything is in motion. It's all vibration. And this body is also vibration. So, on this vibrating screen, which is your body, two kinds of patterns are forming right now. One is a wave, and the other is a particle. The one who knows the wave pattern is itself a wave. It's like looking at myself in the mirror. And the other pattern that appears, which we call a particle or the universe, that's also me. This isn't just theory. It's a living truth, waiting to be seen. So, if you're ready to step beyond imagination and touch the unshakable reality of who you truly are, join us. The course will guide you directly to the fourth state, yourself, beyond waking, dreaming, and deep sleep. We also encourage you to listen to the free audio session on stopping overthinking. It can help you overcome overthinking permanently. Thank you for listening. See you inside the course lessons.